This one goes out to Chris and Lisa. I'm sorry, Chris. I hope we can still be friends.
Words hurt. Sorry, Chris. I crossed the line. I mean it. You said I was tough, but fair. It's nice to know that you care. You take a lot of crap, oh, a lot of crap, and I'm just so sorry I added to that. Words hurt. Ooh, words hurt.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for February 18th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. This is episode number 98, counting down to March 3rd for the 100th episode. Coming up in a few weeks, send me your feedback if you'd like to be included in that mailbag, podcast at TKJingles.com. Give me your thoughts of this show for the past 2 years. Some exciting announcements here. First, Brad Weiss has signed on for two more episodes of The Shadow. So now I just need to write them, and we'll be weaving those in at some point over the next few months. Today's episode is going to address that Chris Saliza controversy there that I kind of alluded to in the opening segment. But first, we're going to play some new songs. Then we're going to have a kind of a cool clips type segment about how the songs are interwoven into the fabric of the show. So we're going to play some clips from the show and then some songs that either are part of that or were inspired by that. It's going to be kind of a neat thing. And then we'll have the segment about Chris's reaction to my Cecilia song from last week and a collection of some mean songs and nice songs, and then the TK Jingles mailbag. So, new material. Tony was off last week, and so I think a lot of the jinglers took the opportunity to take a break as well. We do have some new material here. The first one, apparently, like three or four people were working on this exact same idea, and Bill Bardo and Steve Lipton got it out first. A tribute to the new sponsor of the callers, of the call-in folks that Tony talks to, the guests on the show, Hadid Carpet Lines at the Magic Carpet Ride. And Mike and Burke emailed me just before I started recording this podcast with an idea for a Buffalo Springfield tune, so we'll play that. And then Steffi Rubin and Steve Lipton collaborating on a song about Barry's Veluga. And then John Neiswinger playing a Ben Folds classic about living in the suburbs. Oh, and I almost forgot this performance by Steve Lipton on Magic Carpet Ride. I literally thought he was throwing up when I heard this the first time on Tony's show. Classic performance by Steve to kick off the new songs of the week.
I like to listen, yeah, yeah, listen to my Google machine. On a podcast I get the same day, I like to listen to TK. First time, long time, takes Courtney's calls, not mine. Well, you don't know what you might hear. Tony and his friends are calling in on the Hunting Carpet line. Well, your cell phone sounds like it's in can. Barry's phone is sounding bad. Ryan's too. Hey, come on, man. Carpet cleaning, sponsorship. Let Joe clean your rugs today.
Words we thought we'd never hear uttered on a TK show.
There's someone jabbering here, and his points ain't exactly clear. There's a man with no hair on the show, with a face that is made for radio. Stop, hey, who's that guy? He's the orange man from PTI. We've got to open our eyes. We know that Wilbon's not surprised. We just don't know what to do. Someone put in a phone call to Gretchen Wu. Stop, hey, what say you? He's the orange man who hates Raju. sad day when it snows. There'll be no frostbite on his toes. I suppose the Mayflower will do for a steak and some Johnny Walker Blue. Stop, hey, cap for you. Heard the Orange Man hates Uber too. Stop, hey, please stay calm. Gonna grab a steak down at the farm. Stop, hey, what's that noise? Think it must be the Sheehan boys. Please don't go too far. Validate the parking for his car. Stop, hey, don't offend. He's never seen a movie.
There is Faluga, author of The Grind, can't tell us if the orchid is going to sign. Still can't imagine Papel Bonds and Nat. Can't turn his back on Harper when he's got the bat. Wondering if the Caps can count on Ovi. Wondering if Kirk Cousins worth the dough. Help us, Barry, pass it on to Tony. So can know. There is Faluga, spring training's almost due. Another grind of rocket question waiting for you.
Let me tell you what it's like being bald, upper class, and white. It's great, and if you don't believe, listen up, I'm on 980. Come on.
Come on, man. What are we doing out there, man?
Prius drivers running in my lane. Chicken palm coursing through my veins. Keep your bike out there in the rain. Lack of robes makes me go insane. I live in the suburbs, paying phone bills for my kids. I live in the suburbs, yeah, I know I'm talented. I live in the suburbs, I get my checks and grab my axe. When some intruder breaks on through and trips on all of my knickknacks. Get scared going on my flights. I love standing in the subway line. It turns out for check engine lights. Gonna bed at 8 tonight. Toaster oven cooks my steak. All I do is belly ache. I live in the suburbs. Paid for school for all my kids. I live in the suburbs. Garage you call me, I'll tell it. I buy slacks at Moose and Jack. Some print producer with computers. Choose up all my vocal tracks.
There you have it. Four great new tracks from tkjingles.com. And I mention it on this podcast all the time, but you know, I try to distill a little bit from the website into this show, and all the rest of it's up on tkjingles.com. So give it a visit. Leave some feedback for folks. Let them know what you think. It's always great to get feedback from somebody you've never heard of before. I got a couple of those this week, and it was really rewarding to get that kind of feedback. So Vadi writes, I can't listen to Tony's show without thinking about how that segment will make it into a jingle. And that got me thinking about the way that I listen to the show. And, you know, as I'm listening, I'm, you know, sometimes mining for new material. But other times, there's a little voice in my head screaming like, oh my God, that statement they just made, that's a song. They should play that song right now. Or that should be a song. I should write a song about that. Or that artist that they don't seem to know about, somebody wrote a jingle to that artist's great hit last week. They should play that today. I'm always second-guessing Nigel or whatever in the songs that are picked, hopefully in a nicer way than I am knocking on Chris. But I wanted to play a little segment now of some clips from Tony's show featuring some of those moments from Monday's episode. This is one episode of Tony's show, about an hour and a half, just mined out a couple of different quotes and kind of what went through my mind as Tony and the gang spoke about various topics of the day.
Now they're saying 6 inches in the greater metropolitan area. They get it so wrong. I'm amazed at the unapologeticness with which they just move on. There's no, like, I was listening this morning. There's no, like, well, we said 1-3, but here's what's changed. It's like, well, six to ten.
Try to explain to us.
Capital Weather Gang, to their credit, I know
they
I
will explain
them,
what
but
happened.
But they will say, like, yeah. Here's what we thought happened. Here's what we thought was going to happen, and here's what happened. The
That's
radio,
all you ask for.
Radio yeah. and TV.
No, they don't care. They just move blithely on.
And if you predicted snow, but we got rain. And if a derecho kills us all, when you said we'd be safe, when it's time for your next forecast, just flash a smile and don't look back. Even though
and when Coldplay was doing that
terrible.
Thing, and it was just sort of diving over nowhere, then Bruno Mars came out and
he's
absolutely
he's
saved
awesome
it.
Too.
I was like, good Lord, why don't you just get rid of the other guys and let him do his thing?
Coldplay is the homeless man's U2. They're just not.
There's.
Just
I have
not
a friend
good.
Of mine who says it's music to kill yourself by.
Yeah.
The world watched me sing at the Super Bowl live. And I may not be Bono, but I'm still a pretentious guy. When you hear me sing, you might wanna die. So slit your wrists. I might not have a home or have a job at the post, but Chris, I do have feelings, so fuck you.
There was a musical guest, I don't know who it was, Chris somebody or other, who's a country singer.
Chris Stapleton.
He's you know,
amazing. Long,
yeah.
big, long beard.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton. His album is really
yeah.
good. It was one of the best albums.
But I didn't see him.
Yeah. Chris Stapleton.
I don't know where he was physically.
There's a pilot who works at National Airport. He's in charge there. But sometimes he's asked to do even more. Like drive to Dulles. When Mr. Tony makes a call and says, meet me in the red carpet club at 2. Well, that's the difference between Tony and you. You're stuck at National with no pilot for your plane, but you know it's worth it. So some VIP ain't afraid. It takes a team of 50 to calm all of his fears, when just a single dose of Xanax would do. That's the difference between Tony and you. Oh, that's a difference between Tony and you.
We have no time.
No,
yeah,
we're out.
Out of time. We'll be back tomorrow.
Gretchen Wu, email us. What's going on?
Nigel sitting there with Gretchen Wu, talking sports and some ancient history too. Speaking Latin's nice, so this couple's gone out twice. And Nigel's looking for a reason not to leave. Oh, Gretchen Wu, Nigel's into you 'cause you remind him of somebody
Boulevard, don't you? That he sees every day, who sounds a lot like yourself. Gretchen, there's still time. Change your mind, change your name, and leave this all behind.
All right, that right there was the Gretchen Wu radio edit. That's a song that number one jingle this past week. And it was neat because I sent that in. It's about 45 seconds long. And what they played on the show was that really extended clip from tkjingles.com. And that's the first time that I know of that that's happened, where I assume because they were at the PTI studio and there was bad weather, Nigel couldn't get to his email. And as I've mentioned before, all this music is online. So clearly somebody went and downloaded it and got it off the website. That's an awesome precedent. I don't know that it will ever happen again, but it's good to know that they have that backup plan now. So that's pretty cool. So last week, we did a jingle called Celiza, about set to Cecilia. And it was, you know, pretty rough on Chris, as I mentioned in the open of this episode. And Will Heath, who apparently is my own personal cheese boy, constantly transcribing something I say and putting it on Twitter to try to, like, stir up shit with somebody. Previously, I had said something like J.E. Skeets is a douchebag or, you know, some insult. And Will promptly, you know, put that out there, and J.E. responded like, who the hell is Jerry Negrelli? And then this week, I was quoted saying something to the effect of, you know, it's not nice to make fun of people. Unless it's Chris Lizza, then it's fine. And so Chris responded to that comment saying, oh, you know, that's tough, but fair. And then he sent me a private email like a minute later and said, I'm sorry you hate me so much. I love doing the show. And so I was surprised to get that kind of feedback, especially because I don't know where he would have gotten the email address. So I think that he actually listened to the show to figure out what, you know, Will was getting at in those tweets, and then, you know, heard the email address and heard that song and whatever else. And, you know, the songs that we do on this show are often collaborations, and, you know, you write this stuff. When you're writing it, you're I at least am trying to stick with a theme, evoke a feeling, somehow, you know, play along a joke to its logical end. And so the feeling of that Cecilia song was one of spite, annoyance, hatred, whatever else, just not enjoying Sliz's presence on the show. So the one line in particular that really resonated with me, and that probably is what bugged Chris, was, we kid because we love, no, not really, it's because we hate you. And even writing that, it was like, oh, you know, this is a mean lyric, but it's just too perfect for this song. Like, it has to be in there. You know, that was kind of the, oftentimes there's a hook, there's some line or an idea with a jingle, and when I hear it, I say, oh, you know, yes, I have to record this song now, I have to do this song now, it's, you know, this is what's going to have me do it. And that was the one line, the Kid Because We Love thing, that I just thought was too perfect. And so I'm happy to re-record that song. If somebody has a happier version or a kinder version, by all means, send it my way. The harmonies and Simon and Garfunkel and all that is so much fun to record. I don't see how it could possibly be on Tony's show in the format that it's in now, and knowing that it got under Chris's skin and it pissed him off, probably not gonna be getting airtime anytime soon. But, you know, I do... It's a shame. Sometimes these songs seem personal, and they're really not meant to be, and I feel like that's kind of a cop-out. That's like my Jon Stewart move there, like, oh, I'm just a comedian. Don't take what I say seriously. Who cares what I think? And then, you know, going and saying something mean, oh, but I'm just a comedian. Yeah, I'm not trying to cop out there. I really didn't mean anything by that. I personally, as I've said before, I think Chris is fine on the show one day a week, when, you know, anybody on there 4 or 5 days a week can get pretty irritating. So anyway, now, oh, and one last thing. So J.E. Skeets, Chris Eliza, you know, those folks have addressed me online. The one other person that I troll on here all the time is Jay Moore or the Mike and Mike guys. If somebody wants to get their attention and have them, you know, attack me, that would be awesome. I would really appreciate that. I tried to get Eliza to come onto the podcast. You know, he sent me this email like, oh, hey, sorry, you hate me, whatever. And I thought that he might want to address that, or at least you know, maybe he could record a clip putting me down, and I'd be happy to have equal airtime here, share that. But it was like, you know, throwing stones in a well. There was no feedback. He just wanted to let me know that he was sorry I hated him. So now we're going to play one mean song. What I think, the very first song that multiple people, when I wrote it, said, are you sure you want to do this? This isn't really in the spirit of TK Jingles. So I'll play this first. This is my initial demo of a Carole King song that was pretty mean. And then we're going to play five really nice songs by KJ, Joe Arrow, myself, Jason Fuse, and Rob Berg.
So old and gray, why doesn't anybody just retire anymore? Listening to this show is fast becoming a chore. So send some email, folks, or he'll just whine away. One more joke about his deathly fear of cruises. He don't say much of anything that's new. I sure hope the mailbag is a of this bald orange dude, and he's so old and gray. Yeah, yeah, he's so
ba 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 Brian.
Ba 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 Brian.
Oh, Bob Ryan.
Ba 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 Brian.
Oh, he's a
man. Ba 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 Brian.
Bob Ryan.
Ba 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 Brian.
He's a writing and opining, always got a smiling Bob Ryan, Bob Ryan, Bob, Bob Ryan.
Wanna know about the pets, what the food's like in France?
Ask Bob Ryan, he's always got a smile.
Bob Ryan, Bob Ryan,
he's the man.
Bob Ryan,
Bob Ryan, he's the man.
He's a quintessential writer, take him to your desert isle. Bob Ryan, Bob, 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 Bob Ryan.
He's a writing and opining, always got a smiling Bob Ryan, Bob, 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 Bob Ryan.
Liz Clark, she knows her NASCAR. She wrote a book, man, that's no joke. She's covered many sports stars. Some have shined and some have choked. 17 years working close by lines, loving Bruce and having a real good time. I like to hear what she thinks about my favorite football team. I hope she likes this jingle. The words came to me in a dream. And Monday when the odds man talks skins, I've already got Tuesday on my mind. Put that work aside, turn on Mr. Tone. Oh yeah, Liz Clark is on the show. Well, she's on the Skins beat. Oh, 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 oh. Liz Clark is talking Redskins football talk. This week we'll probably get beat. Oh no, 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 no. Next Monday we'll hear the old man squawk. Liz is on the Skins beat. Liz is on the Skins beat. Oh yeah.
Skin in a milk glass, a full-grown adult. Brad Weiss, Brad Weiss, professor of funny forever.
Beautiful words, very brief verse. 5-7-5 makes him feel alive. It's another haiku. Tone Shadrach's haiku tone. 20 years strong, they only get better. He writes 5 every day, like he's paid by the letter. He's still writing haiku tone. So yeah. Many haiku
Another haiku tone.
Yeah.
Another haiku.
I can't rap, so I really won't try. Gonna fade this out, so I don't embarrass myself.
So Lizzo's got dozens of songs
because he's so neurotic.
But Gary's mostly well adjusted.
Move along, nothing to see.
He mocks Tony, Tory, Gavin, and McManus. Mockery's the sincerest form.
Sincerest form of mockery.
You're not cooking a tuna melt, he says. When Satch is scared about steak toasting, he likes wearing flip-flops and a t-shirt. His kid's the king of bracketology. He's a man, he's over 40.
His songs were super G.
Bob Marley singing Hendrix
is totally his thing.
He bought caviar Lay's potato chips
in Kazakhstan, I think.
And a bud who really wants to taste them.
Scotland, possibly.
At Brom Film, at Brom Film, he owns a film and video company. Yeah, with Dave Braun too. Hey, it's a super G, super G, a super G thing. Now, Jason Singh. This song for Super G.
I don't get it.
He thinks the square root of 100 is somewhere close to 50. And that gators live in the deep south wetlands, somewhere in rural New Mexico. Blow, KJ!
Okay, so it's not a ukulele. KJ doesn't do ukulele leads. Gary can't tell the difference anyway, so who cares? It's like something out of an Oliver Sacks book. No pun intended.
Well, I think that goes to show you right there that you don't have to be mean or snarky or sarcastic to write a great jingle. Those were all wonderful. Many of them were very heartfelt and nice. How odd. All right. Now, the TK Jingles mailbag. So, speaking of being snarky and sarcastic, I've done a couple of songs about Donald Trump, and this week I had a real good breakthrough. I started getting some really nasty feedback on YouTube, calling me the N-word and various other insults just because I am mocking the great Donald. So it's always, you know, I don't like to be trolled, and I've talked about that on here in the past, but something like that, as long as somebody's not, like, bashing my door in to cause a fight over Donald Trump, I guess that feedback isn't so bad. It's kind of what I expected by putting something like that there out there. Yeah, something like that out there. Then there was a really weird moment. Shad captured this nicely on Twitter. I wanted to share this haiku. Beatrice is in Lesby. She wasn't just a weather dork or a colleague. She was a hero. And Kevin Sheehan has a whole fake team of reporters out in the field that give him his weather news. And I thought it was hysterical that this week, and I hope this is the case because I think all these people are fake. This week, he started reporting about so-and-so and Lesby, and Tony said, oh, what about Beatrice? He said, oh, yeah, she passed away. Her husband's doing it for me now. And so the show, the layers upon layers of inside jokes and stupidity, I mean, that's not even a person. That whole idea that there's somebody in the field reporting for him isn't happening. And then he's making up a backstory now that she has an extended family who's picking up the mantle to give Kevin his weather news. I just found that was so damn funny. Now we have a nice email here. And again, if you're enjoying this podcast or you have feedback or you have questions about what, you know, why is it called the podcast or whatever else, you can email me podcast@tkjingles.com. I'd like to feature a bunch of those in the 100th episode here in a couple of weeks. And I would like to read one nice long one that I got here This is from Marco. Marco writes, I've been listening to you and catching up on podcasts daily on my commute this week, and I was thinking about emailing you to say, and I'm going to blow this because I think it's Latin, illegitimi non carborundum. He says, don't let the bastards grind you down. You're doing a great job. Congrats on the anniversary. And he says, years ago, I heard Krusty the Clown refer to a schwitz, which I always assume meant a piss, but now, thanks to you, I know otherwise. And that, oh, speaking of schwitz.
Once upon a time in Cleveland, Ohio.
Tommy liked to eat a nice steak, but his grill's on the fritz, so he can't even make just one. Well done. Gina says I had a long day. Don't want to cook for you, man. If you want some food, you're on your own. Oh, I'm done. She says if you're hungry, I know a nice spot. You can eat a fine dinner while you're naked and hot. It sounds disgusting, but I'm told it's not at all. Give it a shot. Whoa, so Tommy went there.
Whoa, schlitzing on a dare.
So much worse than he thought. A living nightmare.
Whoa, schlitzing on a dare.
That pretty much is what it would take for me to go to the schwitz. I'd have to be dared to do it or have some kind of incentive. Anyway, so Marco was thanking me for introducing him and explaining what the schwitz actually is. Then lastly from Marco, he says, between Christmas and New Year, I was attending a soccer game watching my team, Tottenham, play at Watford. I was early and I noticed I had an unplayed TKJ podcast from the summer, so I sat there listening to Goodbye RG3 and other Elton John parodies. The significance? Well, Elton John once owned Waterford FC. He still is their club president. I was looking at the Sir Elton John stand in front of me, and his lyrics were on various billboards. Like other littles, even something as mundane as going to a soccer game, I've been watching Tottenham for over 40 years, gets the TK treatment. With kindest regards, Marco. And I get a lot of nice notes from folks, and I usually don't read them on here because they're so short. But, you know, that one, and I really appreciate them all, so please send them to me even if they're short, but... that one had so many little nuances and little bits in there. I just wanted to share that with everybody. So thank you for listening. This is the 98th episode. I'll be back here next week for 99, and then in 2 weeks, what hopefully will be a very special episode. I've got a couple of balls in the air right now, and hopefully I'm able to catch them all and put that thing together and live up to the hype. I've also got a big announcement coming in, so stay tuned. You're going to want to listen to that one. And until then...
Oh, one more thing. Hey, Chris, Eliza, I've got just one more thing. Earlier in this episode, when I tried to make nice, when I said I was sorry, that it was a total lie. Yeah, the truth is that I hate you. Yeah, the truth is that I hate you, Chris.
I would advise him to put my name prominently in that letter, you know, I mean, because I'm a pretty big wheel there.
Pretty big wheel.